Alaska is one of several states suing to overturn the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's health care overhaul. But behind the scenes, state agencies are quietly working on implementing various requirements in the law. One of those requirements is a health care exchange, which will work kind of like Expedia, but for health insurance plans. While the state studies its options, a bill moving through the legislature would also establish an exchange, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Alaska is not anywhere close to establishing a health care exchange, but the Parnell administration has taken the first step in that direction. Last month, the state hired a Boston consulting firm, Public Consulting Group, to look at options for setting up an exchange. Josh Appleby is the state's deputy director for health care policy.
The biggest problem, I think, is that we just don't have enough information to decide, are we going to do a state exchange? Are we going to do a partnership with the federal government? Are we going to let the federal government run the exchange themselves? If we do the state exchange, what does it look like? What kind of form is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? All of these questions need to be answered.
The exchange will allow consumers to easily find and compare health insurance plans online. Public Consulting Group is helping 13 other states decide how to implement an exchange. Appleby says the state will benefit from that experience, but the company will also have to take Alaska's unique characteristics into account.
Certainly, we deliver health care farther than any other state and in different ways than any other state. So they can bring their experience with them, but they also need to apply that to, you know, what happens here in the state.
Alaska is the only state that did not accept a $1 million planning grant from the federal government, and the state is paying Boston Consulting Group $200,000 for their work. A few states have exchanges in place, and more than a dozen have made significant progress. Appleby says Alaska is benefiting from taking the slow approach.
We're learning from other states' mistakes, and we're taking advantage of other states' successes, and I think that's an advantage that we have in our timeline.
If the state hasn't made reasonable progress towards an exchange by early next year, it may set the stage for the federal government to do it instead. That's why Senator Hollis French, a Democrat from Anchorage, is hoping to convince other lawmakers to pass his bill establishing one.
Once you realize you're going to get an exchange imposed upon you from Washington, it only makes sense to try to create one that works for Alaskans.
Governor Parnell does not support French's bill, and Senator French does not support the administration's work.
I think the governor's making a mistake by circumventing the legislature and, going without our input.
It's unclear how much support French has among his colleagues in the legislature. He expects to bring his bill to the Senate floor for a vote soon. Senator Kathy Kiesel, a Republican from Anchorage, will not vote for it. She agrees with the administration's approach studying exchange options. Asked to speculate on how the bill will fare, she says the focus right now in Juneau is on just one thing, oil taxes.
Wow. It's really sucking the air out of the room. And so I don't know what chance this has of actually getting all the way through the process.
But Senator French is optimistic. He says other aspects of the Affordable Care Act are controversial, but the health care exchange is not.
It's really about, you know, just trying to find an affordable insurance policy for the citizens of the state. And most people can agree that that's a good thing. They may disagree about how you get there, but it's a pretty rare person who doesn't want to see more people covered by insurance.
The administration expects the consultant study and recommendations to be ready by the end of March or early April. But Appleby says the state will wait until the Supreme Court rules on the Affordable Care Act in June to decide how to move forward. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.